I'm Kevin Kelly. The show is Live and Local. It's your connection to local music and more. And on the show today, I have quite a number of performers because what we have for you is kind of a special fundraising edition of the show with, I don't even want to say some of the best performances of the last several months, but at least some of my favorite moments of the last several months. A little bit heavy on the month of September, as it turns out, because we had so many wonderful performers connected in particular to the Elnora Guitar Festival, which is at the Krannert Center in Urbana, and also the first annual Champaign-Urbana Folk and Roots Festival, for which we had a number of wonderful players, whom I especially enjoyed. So we'll hear a number of selections from these various shows, and I thought we'd bring them back to you partly to encourage those of you who may especially have enjoyed them or may simply agree with me that these were pretty good segments, that it's worth your making a phone call or a click on your web browser to support the program. And you can do that at 217-244-9455 or online at willpledge.org. We've only had, this will only be the third, and it is the final opportunity for Live and Local to come to you and ask for your support during this fall pledge period. And I will just say up front that the last dollar figure I heard, and Don DeBeard will have an update for us, was we have a long way to go to reach the goal that we want to reach. And Donda and I haven't talked about any goals for this program, but I will tell you, Donda, what mine is.
Okay.
Happen to know that we have approximately 4,000 listeners to this program.
That's great.
And we generally say that about 1 in 10 listeners supports the WILL stations. And even if we got 1% of 4,000, that would be quite a bit more than we have, quite a bit ahead of the pace we've set so far, and certainly than we had the only other time we asked you to support the show, which was back in June, I think. So it doesn't seem reasonable to me that we should be pushing for somewhere between 1 and 10% of our 4,000 listeners.
That sounds right to me, too, especially because I think this program does such a great job, Kevin, of knitting us together as a community. You're not just reflecting the music that we hear, but we're talking with the musicians and artists, and we're learning a little bit more about what makes Central Illinois Central Illinois. It connects us in a way that radio doesn't do all the time, but we're very pleased to be able to do on Live and Local. So I hope that you will call if you value the community ness of this program. Call with a gift of $40 for the first time, or maybe a gift of $52. That's just a dollar a week. Some people give $40 a year to this station. Some people give $1,000. It's up to you to choose the amount. But we hope that you will get involved, because this is really the community participation part of the program here at WILL. And the number to call to get involved by making a gift to keep it on the air is 217-244-9455.
Or you can pledge online at willpledge.org. Donna, on the show, we've originally assumed that this show would be mostly classical.
Mm-hmm.
As it happens, it has been largely not classical, which I know firsthand from talking to some listeners was initially off-putting for some, who then came around and said, oh, I really like this show after all. And I'm sure there are others from whom I haven't heard who like it for that reason. So as it happens, we've had a lot of guitarists on the show playing different kinds of music. And so my sort of best of collection here for today has a number of different, very different guitarists on the show. We're going to start with one that came courtesy of the Elnora Guitar Festival at the Krannert Center. And this fellow, the leader of the trio, is quite a well-traveled guitarist. His name is Frank Vignola. He, along with the bass player of his trio, Gary Mazzaropi, represented at one time two-thirds of Les Paul's trio.
Ah, okay.
If you know the guitarist Les Paul. And they're joined here, really to make a quartet, by the wonderful jazz accordion player Julian Labro. And so I'm just going to play you this initial segment. And I think it's relatively clear where we're starting from. It was really from pretty early in the conversation. It's the Frank Vignola Trio with Julian Labro. This was from the 10th of September on Live and Local on FM 90.9. sounds of sort of jazzy swing, swingy jazz. Is there a way you could characterize what this trio does, Frank?
Well, we play music, I guess is the way you can categorize it. You know, we take our influences from all different styles, from Mozart to swing to gypsy to Zappa. So it's all acoustic, and it's pretty good musicianship you'll hear today.
So will we hear Mozart's influence in pieces already, or do you have any particularly Mozartian pieces that you do?
We have, we play a little Bach, a little Mozart, a little Rimsky-Korsakov, a little Gershwin, a little Django Reinhardt, some original stuff. Yeah, we go all over the last 400 years picking good pieces that we'd like to play.
So I don't know if you've determined your set for this show or not, but would I be setting you up too uncomfortably to say, hey, what's a Mozartian piece you've got? Here we go.
Closing piece, so it's tough to wake up to that. Huh?
Yeah. That's a closer. Hey, well, you know, why not? But now, see, now we've set it up.
We have cardiovascular workout for the band as well.
That was the Frank Vignola Trio with special guest Julian Lebrow on the accordion doing the riff towards the end there.
See, and we usually start off with this.
Yeah, okay. Thank you. the Frank Vignola Trio, Frank Vignola, the lead guitarist, Gary Mazzaropi, the bassist, and Vinny Raniolo, guitar, with a guest accordion player, Julian Labrope, their version of Stardust. I remember when we were in the midst of in the studio and they were listening to, they were playing that, I'm really terrible at naming that tune, and I had to ask him, I said, okay, what was that tune? I can't place the name of it. Stardust, and I said, you know, anytime I hear that song anymore, I think of Willie Nelson's version of
it. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And he said, I love that. He said, it's, you know, he felt the same way. And I felt much better about, for some
reason. Your confession.
because I remember that was an LP of which there were many, many copies at WYLL's vintage vinyl sale, and I figured everybody must hate it. But I found a number of people that really liked that particular recording, which is also called Stardust. That was from this program, Live and Local, on September the 10th of this year. Frank Vignola was here for El Nora, the guitar festival at the Krannert Center, and we were able to bring him into our studio to perform live on this program, Live and Local, to bring him to you and connect you with the opportunity to go out and hear him, or simply to enjoy the music and also to engage in this wonderful, wonderfully fun dialogue that I'm always privileged to have with these guys who come in the studio. And today, since this is our little best of segment, we're asking you to support this program that allows you to connect with these folks we're able to bring on the show. The phone number is 217-244-9455 to make your contribution to support Live and Local, or go online at willpledge.org. And as we said at the outset, we have something like 4,000 people who check out this show every week. And we would love to achieve on this show the 1 out of 10 supporters that we have stationwide. About 1 out of every 10 listeners supports the program. And so I don't see why we shouldn't have that representation on Live and Local.
Sounds good to me. I'll give you a little encouragement. We have a wonderful thank you gift at the $100 level and above. It's a soft cover book called 1,000 Recordings to Hear. And there are, you know, there's a wonderful mix, just like on Live and Local. There's classical, there's jazz, there's rock. It's put together by music journalist Tom Moon, and he really takes you on a journey into jazz, rock, pop, blues, country folk, musicals, world opera, soundtracks. So if you are kind of an omnivore of music, if you like to take it all in and you'd like to read this really entertaining and thorough book, you know, you're just going to find all kinds of little treats in here to listen to, things that you never knew about. Again, this book by Tom Moon, A Listener's Life List, it's available to you when you make a gift to this station of $100 or more. An investment in the station that'll pay off in great interviews and performances all year long. So you call 217-244-9455 or just go online to willpledge.org and say, I want that Tom Moon book as my thank you gift. I'm going to pledge $100 to support Live and Local. A simple thing to do is you get a gift for yourself, but really you're giving a gift to the entire community so that we can all get to know our local artists and visiting artists a little bit better. It's a great service. I hope you'll support it.
And that's a great book to offer during this program because it just runs the gamut of musical styles.
Exactly. And it's a lot of fun besides. So if you're like me, I like to read books about books so I can pick out the next thing to read. And this is great. It's a book about music, things you might want to take out from the library or purchase, or
it's the bucket list book for
right
for records.
Exactly. So enjoy, and as you make a gift to support public radio, give a little gift for yourself.
217-244-9455 or willpledge.org. Julian Labrow, the accordionist with Frank Vignola Trio, is, you're going to hear his name again in just a moment, because support for today's broadcast comes in part from the Prairie Ensemble, presenting the Deconstructed Orchestra at 7:30 p.m. this Saturday, October 24th at Faith United Methodist Church in Champaign. The eclectic program will include a guest appearance by bandoneon virtuoso Julian Labrow.
No kidding.
In music by Astor Piazzolla.
Excellent.
Ticket information is at prairieensemble.org. Now, legally, Donda, you can't comment on the underwriting announcement. So ignore what she just
Pretend
said.
I didn't say that.
I'm just
but
reading.
I'll be there.
I'm just reading the facts. So please call to support the show. Yeah, You know, I know that the people I've talked to seem to really enjoy the show, abnormally, you know. And so I realize it can be difficult to actually get people during, in the middle of a talk/music show to pick up the telephone. But that's what we really need to ask you to do right now to support it. 217-244-9455. Here's our next segment. This is from last June, the 4th of June. It preceded an event, I believe, was called Monticello Days or something like that. It was a big event in Monticello just for the community. And one of the performing groups was a trio called Stringtown Lane. And I'm sorry, I couldn't find in my notes the names of all the guys in the trio. And I know one of them, and I should remember the other guy because I've encountered him repeatedly. And the third one I'm just blanking on. But they're all lawyers and bankers. And they performed this. You would not have expected some of the songs that they sang. And that's kind of the topic of the conversation as we pick it up here. Stringtown Lane from June 4th. The edition of Live and Local here on FM 90.9. What defines a song as a candidate for Stringtown Lane?
There's no category. What happens is Rick comes to us with CDs and he says, here's some songs I think you might like, and I dread that moment. And I listen to them and I go, oh my God, I'm not going to sing any of those songs. And then after a while, I sort of say, okay, all right, I'll give you this one. We'll do this one. And then I go, oh, I really love this song. Can we do this one? Oh, yeah, but that's a great song. Do this one. Yeah. So pretty soon we're doing pretty much every song he comes up with, but with some initial resistance. It's because of my background.
So by now, you should have the reaction that I tell my choir they should by now have. When they see something where they want to groan initially, they know they're going to end up loving it, so just skip the groan stage.
Yep, you should. And I'm learning that. I'm learning that.
Yeah, good. Well, we have just time for one more song.
Great.
So what's it going to be?
It's going to be Sloop John B. This song is about, this is a very old Caribbean folk song, originally collected by Carl Sandburg, actually, in the 20s. It's about a real ship, which was a sponging ship, a ship that went around to collect sponges in the Caribbean. It foundered in the Bahamas in around 1900. What happened was, I liked the old Kingston Trio version. I started writing out an arrangement based on that. And I think what happened is Brian Wilson's hand came down and grabbed the pen from me, because in the middle of it, it kind of turns into a Beach Boys version of it. And then I wrested the pen from him at the end, and we end up in a kind of a back in the Kingston Trio sound. So
you're responsible for this arrangement, in other words.
Yes, yeah. Yes, I am. Me and Brian Wilson and the Kingston Trio. Okay, this is a Sloop John B. Okay.
We come on the Sloop John B., my grandfather and me. Around Nassau town we did roam, drinking all night,
drinking all night.
Got
into a fight.
Well, I feel so break up, I want to go home,
I want to go home. So now
hoist up the John B. sails. See how the mainsail's set. Call for the captain ashore. Let me go home.
Let me go home.
Let me go home.
Let me go home.
I want to go home.
Why don't you let me go home?
Well, I feel so break up. I want to go home.
I want to go home.
The first mate, he got drunk, broke in the captain's trunk. Constable had to come and take him away. Sheriff John Stone,
Sheriff John Stone,
why don't you leave me alone?
Why don't you leave me alone?
Well, I feel so break up,
I want to go home, I want to go home. So now
I stop the John B. sails. See how the mainsail set. Call for the captain ashore. Let me go home. Let me go home. I want to go home. Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, I feel so break up. I want to go home. The orca, he got the fears.
let me go home. Let me go home.
Hoist up, don't you let me go.
Hoist up the John B. Sails.
Hoist up the John B.
This is the worst trip I've ever been on.
So hoist up the John B. Hoist up the John B. See how the mainsail, see how the mainsail. How far the captain ashore. Let me go home. Let me go home.
Let me go home.
Let me go home.
I want to go home.
Why don't you let me go home?
Well, I feel so break up. I want to go home.
I want to go home.
Stringtown Lane, a trio from Monticello. They were here there performing that weekend at the First Friday event. That's what it was called in Monticello back in June, the weekend that began the 4th of June. Leonard Rummery, their leader, and the Sloop John B., the name of that song. They were with us on the 4th of June on Live and Local right in our Studio F here on FM 90.9. This is our last opportunity during the fall pledge period to ask you to support this program with your financial contributions, and we do indeed ask that you consider doing that, whether at the basic membership level of $40 or perhaps the dollar a week level at $52, or, as Donda mentioned earlier, if you'd like the opportunity to have that that book, what is that thing called?
It's actually called A Thousand Recordings to Hear Before You Die.
There you go. So hence the bucket list book.
Exactly.
I like
exactly.
Bucket list music book. And that is available for a $100 pledge, correct, Donda?
That's right. And again, it's a great big softcover book, a great gift for yourself or for someone you like a lot.
I'm Kevin Kelly. This is Live and Local, your connection to local music. And I've had a great time these last number of months since February bringing you this show. It can be quite a challenge to actually find a guest or two for you every day. And if you really enjoy engaging with these people, and that's what I'm trying to do, engage them, then call and support the program, 217-244-9455, or give online at willpledge.org.
And when you do, you're helping us meet our dollar goal for this pledge drive. It's $200,000. So far, we've raised just over $107,000. And while that sounds like there's a lot of work to be done, and there is, this last day is usually wonderfully productive. And I think we're going through tomorrow morning, if I remember that correctly. So now's the time, if you've been waiting these last few days, to make a gift for WILL. Make it count double. Make it count as a gift for your community artists via Live and Local, as well as a wonderful gift that will keep this station going strong 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We've already heard from Andrea Cottle in Danville and John Swartz in Petersburg, Illinois, near Springfield. So let's hear from you wherever you are in Central Illinois. Help us celebrate the artists and the music that makes our community special. Again, the number 217-244-9455, or you can give to WILL online. Our address there is willpledge.org.
FM 90.9's airwaves aren't reserved for those of us who just talk to you, like myself. We do welcome, especially on this program, the voices of poets, musicians, actors, every sort to be on the air with us. And Live and Local brings in particular the musicians and the actors on the show, and occasionally dancers who want to come and talk about their art as long as there's some music behind them. So with this show, you get a clearer picture of what's happening in our community. We generally include a calendar also of musical and other performance events, and you get these in-depth glimpses not only of upcoming performances, but sometimes you get a little musical history as well. And this next segment is an example of that. A group called Dennis Stromat and Creole Stomp was here as part of the first annual Champaign-Urbana Folk and Roots Festival. They were in our studio on September the 25th. And Dennis Stromat, who's actually from Illinois, gave us a little bit of a history of some of the different Louisiana styles, and I knew there were different names, but I was not aware that there really were distinctions between all of them, much less what they actually are. So I remember he said, you'll hear what he says. This is Dennis Stromat. We'll hear Creole Stomp performing in a little bit. This is a segment from September the 25th, from Live and Local, live in our studio on FM 90.9. My first question really has to do with some of the maybe definitions and differentiations, if you can even make them. There's Creole, there's Zydeco, there's Cajun. What's a part of what?
Well, how much time do we have today?
keep it short, man.
and if you have samples of all three, or at least, right. we can illustrate too.
Sure. Well, I guess
this is Dennis Stromat. Yeah, am I saying your name right?
Yeah, Dennis Stromat. Yeah, yeah, that's my. Well, actually, I mean, in Louisiana, there are actually kind of like two major forms of like traditional French music that people know when they think of. They either think of Cajun or Zydeco. And essentially, Cajun music is the music. A lot of it's very fiddle, accordion, guitar based. It's the old traditional music of the white French settlers of Louisiana, but specifically the Acadian French, people who came from Nova Scotia at the end of the 1700s. And their music sort of developed through the 1800s in a different format from different other forms of music, you know, German influences as well as Czechoslovakian, English, and even Spanish influences on the music would result in what you have today, in some African as well, would result in what you have today known as Cajun music. Whereas Zydeco music is really the culmination of probably early Cajun influences as well on the African Creole population of Louisiana. Those Cajun influences in a lot of ways begat Creole music, black Creole music in Louisiana, which was also based on the fiddle and the accordion, but they also used scrubboard too, whereas Cajun would only use a triangle. And that eventually in Creole music in Louisiana sort of begat other forms of music such as modern day Dixieland. Early New Orleans jazz came out of the Creole communities of New Orleans. And at the same time, they were all these people also, some of them played fiddles and accordions too. And eventually the 1920s and 30s, as music became more electrified, whereas Cajuns tended to keep kind of on a straight line of traditional French-based music, you know, with the fiddle and accordion and guitar, Creole music sort of went the route in a lot of ways of blues and jump blues and some swing, utilizing the accordion, dropping the fiddle, you know, scrubboard, adding electric guitars, electric bass, drum sets.
Horn sections in some
cases.
That's
right. In some cases with people like Clifton Chenier and Hiram Sampey, people like the Bad Habits, people like this in the 50s, using horn sections. So adapting, not only using some of the old influences of the New Orleans sound, but also influences from the country, southwestern Louisiana sound in Zydeco. And so those are the two, you know, Cajun and Zydeco are the two major forms, one being sort of the white background French and Zydeco being from the African background. But then there's this music that sort of sets in the middle between it, which is black Creole music or African Creole music, which still is perpetuated, although only by a few people in Louisiana today, because it's the older rural tradition. And it's one of the things that we, as Creole Stomp, kind of cover all of the traditions, you might say, but a lot of times have fun with delving into the Creole tradition as well.
Well, why don't we, before we talk further, have a sample of something?
Okay, well, let's do just we'll do a standard Cajun song for you. This is one of our greatest hits. Something called La Porta Nadia, or The Back Door. This is a pretty typical Cajun song. Thank you.
matin, que je l'été, d'après casé, que j'ai passé dans la porte en arrière. Bien calamé, de calamé, l'argent, il a pris le bois, petit, mais n'a pris moi. La mère était dans un tapis d'attracat, un homme à la masse, il verra bâti vers la prison, que j'ai passé dans la porte en arrière. La fogos arrivé, elle a saigné, je changeais mon idée. La pas coûté, voudrait me trouver des dieux. Un jour, à vite, moi, tu vois, tu es migré. J'ai passé dans la porte en arrière. Pour ma belle, elle a me dit au bas, on a passé de tous les honquetons. Elle a ramené la main matin, le joli été, ça a presque cassé. J'ai passé dans la porte en arrière.
Creole Stomp, Dennis Stromat, the accordionist, singer, and band leader. They were in Champaign-Urbana on, when were they here? The 25th of September for the first annual Champaign-Urbana Folk and Roots Festival. We had quite a number of performers from that festival that particular week, and I got to hear some of them actually at the festival. I hope some of you did, because a large point of Live and Local, which is the name of the show you're listening to right now with myself, Kevin Kelly, here on FM 90.9, is to get you out to hear live music, not just to hear live music in our studio, which is a real treat, I have to tell you, to be sitting in close quarters with these guys playing. But also to encourage you to go out and hear them live yourself in your community. And we try to find performers throughout our listening area. We tend to be a little heavy on Champaign-Urbana still, which is something I'm working to remedy, and we could use your help on that. You can let us know about performers you'd like to have us see covered on this program. Normally, I will give you an email address, but right now I'm going to give you our pledge number where you can call and leave your comment with whoever answers the telephone. It's 217-244-9455. That's 217-BIG-WILL. Or you can go online and make your comment and your pledge at willpledge.org. And if you have suggestions for Live and Local, please let us know. But we hope that any suggestions will accompany a pledge at any dollar amount. Small is fine, large is great. The point is that we want you to support the show. 217-244-9455 or willpledge.org.
I want to mention another little encourager that's been very popular this fall. Maybe you like to decorate your home with some greenery over the holiday season. And when you contribute to WILL this fall with a gift of $120 or more, and you pay with a credit card, you can choose as your thank you gift an L.L. Bean holiday wreath, which are just lovely. I buy them every year as gifts, so I'm just delighted that I can make a gift to WILL and choose one this year. So it's a, you know, traditional balsam fir wreath. It's got pine cones. It's got reindeer moss. It's got, unfortunately, fake crab apples, but it's got holly berries. It includes a bow and a hanger, and the wreath will be delivered to you or to a friend that you choose the first week of December. So support FM 90.9 and Live and Local especially with a credit card gift of $100, and you can have this lovely gift of your own for yourself or for a friend. And again, the number to call to make your gift and receive your gift in return in the form of great music and maybe a holiday wreath is 217-244-9455, or you can go online to willpledge.org. And when I was online earlier, I happened to notice there's a picture of the wreath right there, so you can just click and you're on your way to making a wonderful thing happen for yourself and for the community.
217-244-9455, again, that phone number. And we're encouraging as many listeners as possible to this program to let us know that you support it with your financial contributions. We had a $200,000 goal for this pledge drive. The drive ends tomorrow morning, and that will not include talking to you on this program. In fact, I'm not even going to be here tomorrow. I will tell you right up front, we'll be airing a concert in this time slot. So this is a remaining opportunity for you to make your phone call in support. You can always do it online, but it's the last chance during this drive. 217-244-9455 or willpledge.org. This next segment I'm using as a representative of something that I like to do occasionally on this program, which is bring in some young people on the show. We've had quite a number of high school students and some even grade school kids coming in and doing performances of some kind or another. But we won't hear all of this segment because I want to be sure to get to the last two that I have. But this is the top jazz band from the high school jazz camp at the Illinois Summer Youth Music Programs put on by the University of Illinois every summer. This is the band that was led by University of Illinois jazz faculty member Tito Carrillo, and you'll actually hear Chip McNeil speaking. Chip McNeil is head of the Jazz Studies program at the University of Illinois and also an advisor for ISYM. And the band will do some playing as well. They were live in our studios here on Live and Local on FM 90.9 on the 10th of July. Chip McNeil, how about an overview of the senior, and well, for that matter, and the junior high jazz camps?
Well, I've been the headmaster of the jazz camp since I arrived here and was been the division chair for jazz.
Which has been what?
It's been 8 years now.
Has it been?
It's
I was
been
gonna
eight
guess
years.
Five oh, wow. And be way off.
Yeah, it's going on 8 years. And I've had a great time with the camps. And the original, I think the first 3 or 4 years I was here, we did two separate camps at different times. We would do a junior camp and then we would do a senior camp. They were actually combined. I've forgotten. That's right. They were actually combined, and we had all the students, and we did big bands, all big bands, and then we would form combos out of the big bands. And I think we had maybe four big bands or five generally, and then we would form four or five combos. And Joyce and I did some discussing, and as we went through the years and kind of were looking at the demographics for the various students and what they seemed like, and got feedback from students and parents, and we thought it would be a nice idea to maybe separate them into junior and senior camps, because a lot of the senior students, as these students are here in the studio with us today, are getting jazz big band in their high school programs, from their various high school programs. So they're kind of getting that experience on their own throughout the year. And what they're not probably getting, we thought, is the small group experience and directly dealing with a little bit more improvisational type aspects of music. So that's really what we focus on with the senior jazz camp, is the improvising part of things, putting together a small ensemble with a rhythm section and several horns, and coming up with arrangements and trying to use jazz repertoire as kind of the basis for talking about improvising. And we found that that's worked out really well. This year we have six combos. I think we had nine last year. And it goes up and down, varies from year to year. But and we decided the junior camp, we should focus on the big bands because a lot of junior high schools don't have a big band program. And the big band part of the jazz learning experience is a critical element. And the younger that the students can get exposed to that and learn how to play in various sections, mm-hmm. rhythm sections, trumpet sections, trombone sections, saxophone sections, and it's also a little closer to what they get kind of in the traditional concert band setting or wind symphony setting, so it's a little easier to make that jump. So we thought we would focus the junior camps on the big bands, and so we have two bands this year and two combos that we formed out of those. So that's really the reason, and we're just running them concurrently in 1 week.
Who wants to introduce the first tune? Come up close to the microphone. This is saxophonist, where did your name just go? Daniel Berkey.
Hello, I'm Daniel Berkey. I'm 13 years old. Play tenor saxophone at Northbrook Junior High, or Glenbrook North.
What North?
Glenbrook North. It's in Northbrook.
Yeah, okay. Up in Chicago suburb?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And what's the tune?
Straight Up.
By?
He has to use the cheat sheet.
Eric Alexander and Jim Rowe Tondi.
Okay. It's important to know who wrote these things. They deserve a lot of credit.
That's right. That's right.
You're listening to Live and Local. This is the Carrillo Combo led by Tito Carrillo from the Illinois Summer Youth Music Program on 90.9.
One, two,
let that speak for the ISYM Carrillo Combo from the high school jazz camp earlier, well, in this past summer, July the 10th. They were in our studio here on Live and Local on FM 90.9. And we've got two more segments coming up I want to be sure to share with you. Both of them happen to be guitarists of very different variety. Tommy Emmanuel is one of them, so I will tease you with that. This is Live and Local on FM 90.9. I'm Kevin Kelly with Donna Beard in the studio today. It's our last opportunity to ask you during our fall pledge drive to support this program with your financial contributions. You can do it at 217-244-9455. Or willpledge.org.
I want to mention, too, that when you become a friend of WILL with a gift of just $40, you become eligible for WILL's member card, which is good for discounts at restaurants and bed and breakfasts and outlet malls all over the state, including the Chicago area. And you can even get a member card to use when you're traveling all around the country. So it's a great deal, and it's a real benefit of becoming a member of this station. It's available at the $40 level. It's a member benefit card. It comes automatically to you when you become a friend of WILL. Here's the number to call to become one, 217-244-9455. All kinds of good reasons to join the station, but that's a good one.
One of the other performers we had on our show, Donda, from the Folk and Roots Festival in Champaign-Urbana in September, was a fellow named John Elder, who is really under the radar, as I heard others say. He's actually a lawyer, older gentleman who reminded me a lot of Pete Seeger in the way he looked and sounded and spoke, for that matter. He was here on the 24th of September, and I just loved having him in the studio, his guitar playing and his singing. And so we're going to peek into that conversation from back in September. John Elder on Live and Local on FM 90.9. John brings with us this thing called Piedmont-style finger picking. What does that mean?
Well, it's I suppose it's because I imitate when I began to play back in 1962. The folk revival was happening, and I went off to graduate school at Indiana University and ran across a bunch of folkies, and they introduced me to Doc Watson and people like that. And that's pretty much the style that I play. It's there are many folk styles based on that same kind of thing that I do, which is an alternating bass, that kind of thing. That's Freight Train, which folkies should recognize, and we lost Mary, Peter, Paul, and Mary just recently, as we were just saying. It's actually originally a tune that a woman named Elizabeth Cotton, who was a maid for the Seegers, who suddenly she was talking one day, and she noticed they were doing music, and she said, "Oh, I play the guitar," and she picked up the guitar and turned it over upside down. She played left-handed with the strings not changed upside down, so that the treble strings were being played with her thumb and the bass strings were being played with her index finger.
And she played that tune.
And she played that tune, Freight Train. And it's copyrighted to her estate, although I understand there's legal squabbles over that in the past. But anyway, a great tune. And most of the things that I play are traditional. They may have a composer, but they're largely older tunes, traditional tunes, Piedmont blues, various things of that nature.
Well, I noticed compared to Michael yesterday, who would just use his fingers, you have a pick on your thumb.
I have a pick on my thumb. I use the fingernails on the I'm a three-finger finger picker. Doc Watson, who I originally got entranced by and listened to a lot of his music, he uses two fingers, thumb and index finger. And I think he generally had used the standard finger pick on that finger. But the traditional finger picker folks in the country generally use two fingers. I use three. It's a little more citified, version.
Does that make it citified? The number of fingers.
I don't know. Probably does. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, let's hear a tune. What you got? I saw a long list you had with you.
Yeah, I do have a number of things I could play. I thought I might start with Freight Train. People know that tune. It's a real simple old tune. But and one of the things that I'd be doing in that workshop is I'll show people how to play that. There's a little pattern that goes like this. Thank you. haven't been playing in a while, so I don't play that pattern anymore. But I'll show people how to do that. Freight train, runs so fast. Freight train, runs so fast now. Please don't tell a train I'm on, so they won't know which way I've gone. Now when I'm in my death and in my grave, no more good times will I crave. Place the stones at my head and feet and tell them all that I've gone to sleep. Lord, bury me deep, way down on old Chestnut Street, so I can hear old number 9 as she comes rolling by. Freight train, runs so fast. Freight train, runs so fast now. Please, please don't tell. So they won't know what route I've gone.
Found myself getting choked up during a lot. And we'll leave my comment there. That was a guitarist and lawyer in Champaign. Urbana, I forget which town he's actually in, John Elder. He was in our studio live on Live and Local on FM 90.9 performing on September the 24th in advance of his appearances helping to lead a workshop at the first annual Folk and Roots Festival in Champaign-Urbana. This is Live and Local. I'm Kevin Kelly in with the studio today with Donna Beard. Our programs are made possible in part with support from Parkland Art Gallery at Parkland College. The gallery's exhibitions and educational programs are offered free of charge to the public. Artist receptions, interviews with artists, and other special programs are offered to interpret the exhibits. We're asking for your phone calls at 217-244-9455 to support this program. You can also pledge online at willpledge.org.
You know, you get information about concerts and cultural events, you get weather updates and the latest from NPR all during the noon hour, and just a few times a year we come to you for your financial support. So please do take just a minute right now. Call 217-244-9455 to make your gift, or go online to willpledge.org to keep this great noon hour program coming.
And I want to be sure that we got in as much of this last segment as possible. Tommy Emmanuel was a wonderful guitarist I first encountered in the courtesy of this radio show earlier in the year when he was in Champaign. He came to Springfield on 28th and 29th of September to give a workshop and a concert. We managed to snag him and his colleague Rick Price, both of them in our studio, and this was my favorite moment, I think, from that visit. Tommy Emmanuel in our studio on Live and Local. You started playing guitar, I understand, since you were four. How long have you been writing songs?
Since I was about 9. I wrote my first song when I was 9, and I discovered that because I learned to play the guitar through learning songs, and that's still what I do today, you know. And I never had any formal training. I don't read music. I never had a formal teaching as such. I basically begged, stole, and borrowed everything I possibly could get my hands on and learn from everybody I came into contact with. But I learned to play guitar and understand the construction of a song and how it works. And I discovered the importance of a melody against a chord, you know, and I think I kind of worked out in my own way what notes sounded good against a chord, you know, that kind of thing. It's like with a song that everybody knows, like yesterday. Da da da, just that sound. Da 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 da. Yeah, just hearing how the notes worked against the chord kind of gave me ideas to experiment myself, and I really fell in love with songwriting. I mean, it's the most challenging and inspiring part of playing music is actually writing it. You know, because it's totally inspired. You know, you a songwriter waits patiently for inspiration and a good idea that'll set you on fire, and then you use all your things that you've learned in the craft of songwriting to try and bring that music out, you know.
Well, and then of course you lay it out there in front of the audience and hope that your inspiration actually turned out to be their inspiration too.
Well, you hope that it moves them, yeah. and that it takes them on a journey. I try to write music that tells stories without words, you know, that paints a picture in your mind.
You know, I was going to ask this a little bit later, but I'm going to ask it now. When you and I did have this phone conversation sometime in the spring on the show, mm-hmm. you were talking about how to write a song. And I think I had asked you what makes a good song. And one of the songs you used as an illustration, and I loved the way you talked about it, was Somewhere Over the Rainbow. Mm. But, of course, it was a phone conversation, and you didn't get to play it.
Right.
And I wondered if you'd do that now.
Oh, thank you for asking. Absolutely. I mean, one of the greatest songs ever written, just everything about it is perfect. This is one of the most perfect songs ever written, and the message is so beautiful as well. And when I play this song, I try to play the melody like it's the singer. The singer's singing, and then I provide the backing. So, you know, you get...
hate to come out of that. That's Tommy Emmanuel was performing in our studio here at WILL on September the 28th, live on Live and Local. If you enjoy that performance, you appreciate conversations with artists like Tommy Emmanuel and many of our local performers, call with a contribution to support the show and the station. It's 217-244-9455, 217-BIG-WILL. Or you can give online at willpledge.org. $40, $52, $100, $500, whatever. Support the show. We need your help, and I think you need engagement with artists like this. I don't mind saying so. It's 217-244-9455. This is WILL, FM and HD Urbana.